In days of old, Major League Baseball's playoffs involved two teams playing in the World Series. To reach it, you had to win the American League pennant or the National League pennant. But over the years, MLB's playoffs, like the playoffs of the other leagues, have expanded, and this season they will expand again. Besides the six division winners, those playoffs will include not just one, but two wildcard teams from each league. After a one-game playoff in each league, the two winning wildcard teams will advance to the postseason's next round. Jeff Lunau, general manager of the Houston Astros, approves of the change.
From our standpoint, we're looking forward to being competitive and being able to challenge for a playoff spot. I think the only drawback is that first round for those last two teams becomes all or nothing in a very short series. And I think that's going to be a challenge for the team that gets bounced in that first round. But anything that keeps more markets involved, I think is going to be good.
Jeff Lunau is not alone in that conclusion.
You know, I ultimately am supportive of it.
Mark Shapiro is the president of the Cleveland Indians.
I think at the level of engaging another market for a longer period of time, I think is a positive. In addition to that, I think it rewards the division winners in a way that haven't been rewarded in the past.
Mark Shapiro's conclusion is based on the fact that none of the division winners would face a short playoff series against a team that had failed to win its division. And according to Rob Nyer, the national baseball editor for the website SB Nation, the new format would have yet another benefit.
I think the one-game playoffs are going to be really fantastically exciting baseball. We've had one-game playoffs going back to the 1940s, one-game playoff for the pennant in those days, and for the most part, all of the playoffs, whether it was a one-game series or for a while in the National League best of three series, have been incredibly exciting. We're going to have those every year now, something like those.
This is not to suggest there are no arguments against the new system. There are. Some fans have objected because the fifth best team in one league or the other could end up winning the World Series, which they suggest further devalues the regular season in the interests of generating more money for the owners. Others have worried that more late fall games means more potential postponements and perhaps the distraction of baseball while they're trying to get ready for Thanksgiving. The 2012 season has already gone into the record books for providing the longest ever opening day game, in which it took the Blue Jays 16 innings to beat the Indians. This fall, we'll see how the most crowded postseason in baseball's long history works out. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at TraderJoe's.com. This is NPR.